Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast.
Providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast to How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
Yeah, when Podgo says, how did you hear about us? Type in Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
And, you know...
And then we'll love you more than we already do. Awesome. No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Yum, yum, yum. Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yes, we talk about some video games, adult beverage most of the time, and recommend something.
In real life XP.
That too. I am Ginger.
You thought I was Willy, but it's me, Dio.
It's not Dio. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I am going to start out with an Odd Side Mango Hard Seltzer. So, went to a local beer store and...
So you're cracking a seltzer, huh? Decided to give another one a chance.
You know, I really want to, and it's really hard. I'm not a fan of most of them.
Outside makes really good beers, so hopefully the seltzer's good.
That's why I have hope. It's clear, like any seltzer.
You liked the seltzers from Speciation.
Those were the fucking best ones.
And you liked a couple of the Truly ones a little bit.
A little bit.
Mediocre.
I'll leave all the claws to Riku.
You follow the laws because you don't drink claws?
Yes. Okay, let me take another sip.
All right, let me try this.
It smells good.
Mango seltzer.
The mango is super subtle, but it smells good. The first sip was It's okay.
It smells good. It's decent. It kind of reminds me of, like, the Myers brand carbonated
Pop.
Flavored water.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, light. Which is totally fine. And it has zero carbs and zero sugar. So that I'm a fan of because...
It's seltzery and it's not salty like some of the bad ones are. But it is kind of like orange zest, like orange peely, citrus peely.
Yeah, and it shouldn't, if it's mango, it should be kind of on the sweeter side since mango is pretty sweet. Yeah.
But it's not as sweet because they don't pump it full of extra sugar, which is also not good.
I am totally okay with that. So I'm used to sugary, like, beverages. I love meads. But cider's been kicking my ass lately, so I was like, let me give some seltzers, like, a chance. So, for this mango seltzer from Oddside, which is a local, Michigan brewery, I'm gonna give it a 3.5. Because, no wait, I'm gonna give it a 3.
Yeah.
Not 3.5. It's better than most. And after the first sip, after a few more, it gets better.
Yeah, I don't really like seltzers, but this one is decent.
Yep.
I think I'd give it 2.25 out of 5.
All right. That's fair.
All right. And I'm going to open a beer here. I put a poll up on Twitter asking which of these two Short Fuse beers that I have I should drink.
Oh, yeah.
And a few people said drink them both. So I'm going to drink this one that'll go quicker first. It's from Short Fuse Brewing Company. It's called For Goodness Shakes. It's a creamsicle milkshake IPA. I love those orange creamsicles. We got like the orange popsicle on top of the white ice cream. That is like my favorite.
Yeah, dude, those are good. Excellent. What do you think?
It's good. Yeah. It's like if you had one of those orange creamsicles, but also an orange slice sitting on top of it, because this is way more juicy and it's a lot like biting into a fresh orange.
Okay. That sounds really, really good.
Yeah. It's 7.5%. Flawless victory. What's it say? It's on the side, there's a little blurb. It says, creamy, silky, smooth mouthfeel surrounds your taste buds with sweetness and an explosion of Vic's Secret hops. Make like our hazy IPA to start, but added a hefty amount of milk sugar to sweeten it up a bit. Then we add orange peel and tangerine puree to replicate the flavors of the creamsicle. Okay, so that's like a tangerine flavor, not an orange juice flavor.
Well, it's just another citrus flavor that's close, but not quite the same flavor, but I could see that being maybe a better orangey flavor to use in something like this, because it will probably bring more of that juicy that you're talking about.
The milk sugar adds more of a sweetness, and it's very orangey. There's just a little hint of creaminess, but not very much.
That's what she said. He said, they said.
That is not what they said. And it's good, though. I'm giving it... Hold on, one more sip. I can't tell yet. I need to taste again.
Yeah, that's what he said.
There's a little bit of a bitterness, kind of like a malt beverage bite. Even though it's not a malt beverage. But you know how sometimes they get that like sickly sweet mixed with like bitter.
Yes.
Like mouth coating your taste buds, like it says. I'm giving this fucker a 3.75.
That's funny. All right. Sounds good. I like the can.
Yeah.
It makes me want to have one of those orange creamsicles.
Yep, the beer doesn't quite taste like an orange creamsicle.
Well, no. But it's inspired.
Yeah. It does taste like an orange creamsicle flavored alcohol beverage.
Nice. We'll be right back.
So now it's time for our real life XP.
TMCR LLC.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Want some more letters?
GRPVG?
That's all you need, baby.
You go ahead and go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll go with PlayStation 4 points in real life instead of on the PlayStation 4.
It's true.
Because I bought it from GameStop refurbished, and I did not get the extended warranty. So it only came with a 30-day warranty. It worked great for the first 2 months.
Yeah.
And then it started overheating when I put like big games in it.
Such bullshit. And not even...
open world games.
And not even, like, disc, both disc and digital.
Yeah, it would overheat and shut down. I had a repair place tell me that it was the GPU that was bad. Finish him! And nobody could tell me, nobody locally could fix it.
Nope.
And I talked to Sony. And
they
could not tell me if they fixed GPUs or not. But they're able to send me a box to mail it to them. So they can figure out if they can fix it or not. But if it's the GPU, they're not sure if they can, but they know it'll be $150 to fix.
Yeah.
Whatever the problem is.
And even, like, even the person you were talking to, yeah. they were like, yeah, I know it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. The only time that the repair department will call somebody is if their credit card isn't going through.
I'm just like, wow.
So I told them, hey, I could go back to GameStop and trade it in towards an Xbox. They're like, all right, sure. I was like, all right, I'll do that. So I took the PlayStation 4 to GameStop after I wiped the hard drive, traded it back in. They had an extra $30 credit, so I got $200 GameStop credit back for it. And then I went to Myers across the street, and I bought a new PS4. And, yeah, so now I have a GameStop credit as I keep trying to reboot the website looking for an Xbox Series X. That's my experience returning the Sony that I could not get repaired to GameStop. So hopefully the next person boots up a big open world game within the first 30 days mm-hmm. or buys the 2-year.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit.
The warranty or whatever.
Right.
I say if you're going to buy refurbished, go for that fucking warranty.
Yes.
Because you're saving money and you might fucking really need it. But now we have a PlayStation that works.
Right. I still haven't thrown Spider-Man in it. That'll be the test. That was the one that made it crash the quickest.
Oh, yeah. It totally did. So. And yeah, I think you should definitely play that.
So I think that's worth PS 4,000 points.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Right. So for my real life XP, I haven't used them yet, but I finally got some fucking knee, elbow, and wrist pads for my roller skates. I haven't been feeling good, and it's nice out, and I really want to go out on them, but I haven't been feeling good, so I'll just kind of pass on that. And they fit. That's great. I did try them on, and they fit, so, and they're, like, cool pastel-y colors.
You got them, and you put them on.
I had to make sure they fit. Uh-huh. So for I sure. didn't have to turn put them back.
And did you take selfies for the gram?
No.
Oh, you non-poser.
No.
I said usually, non-poser.
Yeah, usually it's a yoga pose for the gram.
Oh, yeah. You are a poser.
Some kind of yoga asana. But, yeah, for finally, I guess, being able to order some safety gear for that, for my roller skates, since the first time I used them when I went out, I fucking fell a few years back. I've been nervous and, I guess, kind of lazy on ordering them. I finally ordered them. So, once I feel better, I'm putting them on and my skates and skating around, bitch.
Safety first.
Safety first.
If you are not safe, then you're a jerk.
That's right. So now I need to find some kind of adult unicorn helmet.
Okay. I'm glad that's how you finished that sentence.
I need help finding one of those. Okay, thanks. And for ordering safety equipment.
I was going to say Toys R Us, but they're closed.
Hmm. They don't probably have a big enough one for my fucking head. I bet they do.
These kids have big heads nowadays.
They're like little Bratz dolls.
Yeah. They watched too much Bratz cartoon when they were young, and so they grew their heads bigger.
Oh, man. Remember that Onion video about the kid watching Bratz and bashing themselves in the face with a book?
I don't remember that. Is that from the movie?
No, it's from just one of their skits on YouTube. All
right.
Okay, when Bratz dolls are big. But anyways, for getting safety equipment for roller skating, I'm going to say 5,000 points.
All right. Have you seen Bratz dolls aren't big anymore?
I don't fucking know. I don't have kids.
5K for you. That's okay. A good deal. Then we gotta stop for a second or something, right?
to put like an ad or.
We don't have to. We could just keep going.
Whatever.
No, let's stop. People always stop. Let's stop.
If you enjoy space adventures featuring brave and competent astronauts.
Can you give me a countdown to be ready? A 3, 2.
If you enjoy podcasts that are culturally sensitive.
I've been labeling stuff aboard the ship with post-its so she can learn our language.
I speak English, you bloody.
If you enjoy shows with sophisticated humor.
Well, that's just rude.
It's her spacesuit.
Then you may not want to listen to Oz 9. But if you simply enjoy giggling.
Oh, you Anglais, so snooty about all the everythings.
Oz 9 may be the show for you. Get it wherever you find the other shows you like to put in your ears. That title is spelled OZ-9. You could certainly do worse.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, Will. I have a question, actually, from our friend Canadian Greg on Twitter.
Hi, Canadian Greg.
Yeah, hello. And you mentioned a few weeks back when I asked this question. Should we leave that in or no? Why not? Whatever. You said, I'm replaying Full Throttle. I'd love to hear if yous guys have a favorite point-and-click adventure game.
Is that your impression of Canadian Greg?
That's just how I read his tweet.
No. I'll do an impression of him while you read it.
What? I don't want to do that.
What do you think he sounds like?
Hey, don't you know? I'm sorry, Greg. I'm sorry to all our other Canadian friends, too.
Now that's language they can understand.
I'm sorry, eh? Oh.
So, I'm sorry. Full Throttle he's playing? I never played Full Throttle.
I've never played that either, but I know... Sam and Max was a fun one.
Yeah.
For pretty point fun. And click. That's one of my more favorites just because it was like silly and cartoony.
Yeah. And I had to use a walkthrough anyways to go through it, so I think I got all the trophies on like PS3.
Yep.
Old school, my favorite was Maniac Mansion, and I never could beat it, but I could always play up to the point where you can put the hamster in the microwave and it explodes.
That's awful.
And it was hard to escape from the dungeon when you got thrown in there, but I usually got thrown in there and then I would just quit and start over and just try and blow up the hamster.
That sounds like that's a pretty awful game and I would never want to play it.
My favorite though, if you count the Walking Dead Telltale games.
Those are so good.
As point and click, those are my favorite. Mm-hmm. I haven't even played them all, but I played the first 5 and the last 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I played one of the groups in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. Those are really cool to watch. I know I watched you play them, but yeah.
Excellent.
So I also...
Before a game, quick segment. Quick diss!
Yeah, I want a quick diss. These 2 mobile games, because fuck them. The first one is called Myth Wars and Puzzles RPG Match 3. Fuck that game and all of its fucking, like, bullshit loot boxes, and then...
Who publishes it? Who's the publisher?
The publisher is Karma Game. Yeah, fuck you.
Karma with a C or K?
With a K. That, and then, you know how, like, some games will, like, say, oh, you have, like, these 3 uses, and then you have to wait 20 minutes to get, like, those 3 uses back or whatever.
Right.
This game has the most ridiculous setting on that aspect. I'm like, no, I can't do it. Fuck that game. Right. And another game I wanted really quickly, quick diss, was Dear My Cat. I really love the art in this game, but again, the loot fucking boxes, and then also the, like, the rate of, oh, here, you can play it for a little bit, but then you have to wait so long to fucking do anything unless you fucking pay. Fuck that. Fuck you, Dear My Cat. Alright, hey, Will.
No.
No?
No to that game.
Yeah, no to that game.
But, yes, Ginger, I'm here.
What game did you play?
I played Mad World. It's a mad world.
Yeah, you did play Mad World, that's for sure.
This was a Wii game. It came out in, I believe, 2007.
Okay.
For the Nintendo Wii, in case you didn't know who made the Wii. It was made by Sega, not Sega Genesis. That's the system. It was made by the Sega Software Corporation.
Okay.
Because after, what was it, after Dreamcast, they kind of stopped
making. I'll change the coins.
Okay, yeah, so it's a Sega game on a Nintendo system, and it's M-rated, and it's super edgy,
ooh,
and tries to be offensive.
Yeah, and it does a good job in some circumstances. Yes.
And the about artwork, being
offensive.
The artwork graphics is unique in that it is all black and white, except for when you kill people, there's blood.
And that's just red.
Yeah, red blood all over black and white artwork.
I really love that. And didn't this come out around when Sin City like had the movie or whatever? When did this come out? I don't know.
This was 2007.
2007?
Yeah.
Okay. So, keep talking.
So, yeah, you play as this guy, Jack, and he's like this big, super muscly buff guy with a leather motorcycle jacket, like a skull with wrenches going through it on the back. He's got like chains.
Okay.
And he's missing like one arm from like the elbow down. And so he's got a prosthetic metal robot hand.
That sounds familiar.
With a chainsaw that pops out. The chainsaw is not always out, like Ash's in The Evil Dead. But Jack's chainsaw, he can withdraw into his arm like Wolverine's claws.
That's pretty cool. And Sin City came out 2 years before this game. So this game could have been very much inspired by that movie because of the graphic
novel. It was, and using the like the Wii 3D graphics and the 3D, they did a very good job of making it look fucking awesome.
It does. I really do like the artwork a lot.
I just played through the whole thing again and beat it for at least the third time that I've beaten it. Now, on a big HD screen, it might have been on a CRT tube the first two times that I beat it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was still cool to see playing through it on this game.
Yep, I do like the chick's strappy, spiky outfit.
Right, so before we get to any of the stages or the story...
Are there toilets? Are there piss jugs?
There are definitely lots of toilets. In the first stage, there's a bathroom, and when you go in there, there's one guy puking in one toilet, and there's one guy shitting on one toilet. And they're both enemies. And you can kill people by grabbing them and picking them up and slamming their heads down into the toilet so that they kind of, like, explode in a blood spray.
Hmm.
And so in the first stage, there's a bathroom with at least four toilets that you can kill people in.
And also, I mean, these announcers, right?
All right, before we get to the announcers, every stage there's a bloodbath challenge. And this guy comes out, he's like this stereotypical black pimp, jive talking guy. And he comes out and introduces a bloodbath event.
Yes.
Where you get points by killing people.
Yep.
And he comes... and every cutscene where he introduces it, this girl comes out in like this leather strappy, spiky,
it's
pretty
sexy.
Hot bondage outfit.
It's totally sexy.
And she
I'm
comes
totally
out
for it.
And kills the Black Baron in whichever way he's telling you that you're going to have to kill the, your opponents in
yep.
this game.
But back
and then
up,
he says, oh, hell no, as he does
yes.
every time.
But, like, it's just so much is problematic with these announcers. I can't not say it. Like,
yes.
they made me cringe so hard.
Well, like, the second group of stages is called Asian Town. And there's one stage where you have to rescue three geishas.
Mm.
And the announcers are calling them hookers and prostitutes. Mm. And they're always, they're not, you know, they're making jokes about them visiting prostitutes while they talk about the geishas.
That's
and,
not good.
Yeah.
It's very problematic. Not, unfortunately, when, or maybe it still should have been when it was made.
It definitely was when it was made. Also.
Yeah.
But some of the jokes were funny and some now definitely are cringe.
They're so cringe. But the artwork is so good.
And like, when you get to the second stage, this Asia Town, you know, it's like pagodas and, you know, mm-hmm. it's like a Chinatown in San Francisco or something like that.
Yeah.
And as they go there, okay, well, first the story. You're on like, you're
yes,
in
the story, because this is very like, key to why you are murdering people.
Yeah. You're in Varigan City, and Varigan City is an island like New York. And this group of terrorist organizations blew up and blocked all the bridges and shut down all cell phone and satellite and telephone and any communication with the city
mm-hmm.
and turned it into the site of a video or of a
mad
game,
world?
A mad world, a game like Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the Running Man game show and you put it on the island from Escape from New York.
Yep.
And then you're Jack, and as you go through these cutscenes, it turns out that you're there like Snake Plissken to rescue the daughter of a politician. In this case, it's the mayor. And Jack has actually been in this competition before and won it 3 times before.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there's other people. You start at like rank 256 and you work your way up to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in No More Heroes.
Yep.
Which this game also very heavily reminds me of, because there's all these over-the-top assassins that you fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a combination of what is it? Escape from New York, No More Heroes, and Running Man.
Running Man.
Game
and
show where you kill people.
Your problematic uncle.
Yes. When you're fighting in a one of those death with the Black Baron's bloodbath challenges.
Yeah.
You get down to 1 minute and one announcer says, 1 minute left. And then the other announcer says, that's the amount of time you spent fucking your wife on your honeymoon.
Humiliation.
That's so fucked up. Why are you laughing?
All right, but the announcers have some good jokes. Like, Jack takes these pills to refill his health. They're called these happy pills.
Happy pills.
And one of the announcers says, hey, those happy pills are a lot better when you crush them up and inject them in between the folds of your scrotum.
That did make me laugh.
And then another announcer says, well, you tell me one thing that's not better when you crush it up and inject it between the folds of your scrotum. The first announcer says, you got me there.
Oh.
Come get some.
I mean,
terrorists win.
Yeah, that did make me laugh, though. Because, like, the whole word scrotum is funny.
And then also that, hey, these pills work a whole lot better when you chase them with scotch. And I like to chase my scotch with some scotch. And I like to chase the scotch. I chase my scotch with some scotch. I like scotch.
Yeah. That one's funny, too. Uh-huh. But the, like, the talking shit about, like, the ex-wife and uh-huh. stuff was just
I walked in so on my gross. Ex-wife while she was fucking the mayor. And she
got embarrassed because
she told me I was embarrassing her yeah. in front of the company.
Yeah, some shit like that. I'm like, oh my god. That reminded me of Boogie Nights, honestly. Yeah.
And there was that one announcer who was, like, cucked by his wife. Mm-hmm. And then the other announcer was an ex-contestant in the Death Watch games.
Okay.
That you're participating in on this island.
Okay.
And he's always talking about how he fought with all of the bosses and just barely survived and got away with his life. And he's like, oh yeah, that's when I fought with her. That's why I'm missing one of my nuts.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I've got this scar here.
Jeez.
I think at one point he says that, like, one of the girl boss in Asia Town, like, could cut off one of his balls.
I'm so, for it. Sorry, not sorry.
So, gameplay, we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, at all. So, this is a 3D. You really have to talk about the gameplay because this is on the Wii.
This is right? 3D beat-em-up.
Or is it on the Wii U? I mean, you played on the Wii U because you can.
It's a Wii game.
It's backwards compatible.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's a beat-em-up behind the person. Behind, what? Well, the camera's behind you.
Third person?
Third person. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm really bad at third person shooters, so I know that angle.
This is a third person brawler.
Yep. I think I probably would get tired playing this game.
Right. So you press the A button, tap the A button to punch people. You hold the A button to pick people up. Mm-hmm. You hold the A button to grab items. Okay. And it's all about getting points, because each stage, it's not necessarily go from point A to point B and then you fight the boss.
Okay.
It's, you're in this stage and you have to get this many points, then it unlocks the BB challenge, and then you have to get a certain amount of points, and
big
then
it boss? Unlocks
the Bloody Baron and oh. Bloodbath.
Okay. I mean, big or, boss or, works too.
I'm sorry, Black Baron, not Bloody Baron.
Okay.
He comes out, he wears a big necklace, a big chain that says BB.
He has, like, lightning bolt tattoos, like, on his abdomen, too. Right,
a big fur coat and a chain and a big hat. And,
well, what you said, the stereotypical pimp, which no fucking sex worker needs a pimp, just saying.
So, well, not every stage, but each area has several stages. Most of them have a BB challenge that you have to get to. And then you got to get a certain number of points to unlock the boss fight. And then you go fight a boss.
Yeah.
And so you just are fighting guys to try and build your points. You can, like, pick up signposts and candlesticks.
Lanterns.
And, like, actually shove them through people's necks.
Oh, my God.
You can pick up.
Can't you, like, pick them up and pretty much pike them, like, What's-His-Face did
you can,
back in the
There's
day?
Also things you can, like, pick up barrels or, like, jack-o'-lanterns or other things to put over their head. And you can do two things to them before it kills them. So to build points, you want to combo them. And so you, like, put a barrel over their head and then you jab a street sign through their neck. And then you pick them up, and you throw them in a dumpster, and the dumpster closes and chops them in half.
Oh. Or, that sounds like it's...
Or the thing you were talking about.
Pretty impossible.
They call it the rosebush, and there's, like, spikes on the walls all over the place. And you pick the guy up, and you slam him into the spike. And
it happens.
So you have to hold A to pick the guy up.
Uh-huh.
And then you just walk up to it, and you swing your Wii remote to slam them, and you swing it again, and swing it again, and swing it again. And every time you swing it, you pick the guy up, And you fucking slam him into the spike. Blood squirts everywhere. And
it was really entertaining to try to see our cats sit on your lap when right. you were playing this game. They're like, God, why are you moving so much? Because you had to sometimes shake the nunchuck and the Wiimote yep. and, like, move it. Like, it was a lot of moving.
There are quick time events where you have to, mostly to finish bosses.
Yeah.
And that's probably the biggest drawback sometimes when you try and do a quick time event.
Okay.
Especially like at the shaman boss. There's one that's shamans and they're like a bunch of people in this Transylvanian castle that transform into like wolf people and you gotta fight a whole pack of them. But like the chieftain sends them at you and you have to move like the nunchuck one direction and the Wiimote another direction. Well, these two wolf men run at you, and sometimes it's hard to get the nunchuck to register, like, I moved the nunchuck left instead of right, because that's not as precise as the Motion Plus Wiimote, right?
Yep, and maybe the connection is just a little loose, who knows?
Yeah, that still worked good. I eventually made it through, but Some even playing it on easy, some of the quick time events were like the hardest part in it. And that one stage is frustrating because you got to do a bunch of quick time events while you're fighting a Grim Reaper on roller skates that comes down.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
it's got a scythe that like kills you in like one or two hits if it hits you with it.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing like boss. Like the bosses are very interesting and intricate, and it's cool to see how detailed they could get just making it black and white.
Right. There's like, you start in a city where you fight in like alleys and storefronts, and like a downtown 70s New York. And then you go to Asian Town, which is like called out at the beginning by the black girl who is your intel officer, who's like, this fucking thing is just for tourists, and it's full of fucking stereotypes, and it's a bunch of bullshit, racist bullshit.
Nice.
Which, they call it out, but then they still do a bunch of racist bullshit in it.
Yeah. Which doesn't make it right.
Right. And then you go, there's a big section of the island, which is like a Moldovan castle that they moved over from Transylvania or something, and it brought zombies with it, and so you got, that's where you fight the zombies and the witches and the bat vampire.
And that's where we played the little bit of two-player with the golfing with
zombies. Oh, yeah, when we played man golf.
Oh, I did not like playing man golf. Sorry. Not sorry.
No, yep. That's one of the BB challenges.
Two as well, because I didn't start playing this game, like, the beginning. And I was like, what are the fucking controls again?
Right.
So that didn't help. Yeah. I'm sure it would help if I knew the controls.
Yeah, so that's the two-player mode. You can play any of the BB challenges. Mm-hmm. Two-player split screen. One person on top, one person on bottom.
I hate that.
Yeah, if you both know how to play it, I mean, it's decent. It's not something you're going to spend all night playing.
No, because you're going to get tired.
No, but it's a fun, you know, hey, let's play a few rounds, play for a half an hour two-player game.
Yeah.
It's that kind of two-player mode.
Yeah, if you can get past the offensive part. Uh-huh. I guess if you like your like friend has it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and
the art is really cool. Like, that is almost a saving
The announcers race. Say the same things over and over, too.
Yeah.
So your actual best bet is to just go into the sound effects and just turn the announcers all the way down.
Right.
And then you can still hear, oh, the music. The music in this game is fucking awesome. The music is really There's like fucking all hip-hop songs about fucking Jack, who is the person you're playing as in this game, like, killing people, and they're really good, like, I guess early 2000s hip hop. They found some good artists. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah. The music is awesome. The art is awesome. The like the racist bullshit and the like sexist shit. It's just So lame.
They were just trying to be, they were being super edgelords. Yeah.
And it's not cute. It's just racist and sexist.
I'm on the edge.
I'm on the edge. It's dumb. Like, you can be a...
You can
be an edgelord and not be racist and sexist, right? Right. Yeah.
There's, like, jokes about suicide, as one of the announcers says that I got a fucking gun. My wife divorced me. I'm gonna fucking do
That's
it.
Not good.
The other announcer is like, go ahead, fucking do it. Look, by the time the match is over, I'm gonna fucking do it. And I was like, well, go ahead. Your life's fucking worthless. You might as well. Like, all right, 3, 2, 1, I'm gonna do it. You hear a gunshot, and the announcer who said he was gonna do it shot the other announcer who was telling him that he was gonna kill himself. That guy's like, oh, well, you fucking shot me. He's like, well, yeah, what'd you think? I was gonna shoot myself? You fucking, well, that's where he said, what was it?
Something really, really offensive.
Something like that. Was it fucktard? Is that what he called them?
Yeah, fucktard. I think that's where I got that word from, was this.
He's like, boy, did you think I was gonna shoot myself, you fucktard?
Which is not a good word. At all. It is not. Like, yeah, stop laughing at it, Ginger. Well, you're laughing at it, too.
I'll stop.
We're all learning, you know,
I will apologize on Twitter.
You know, we're all learning about stuff. See you soon, Berg. It's not Berg that apologized, it's Zanger.
See you soon, Zanger.
It's definitely a sign of, like, a different time.
It's
sure.
a sign of the times.
You know. You can be edgy without fucking being a fucking racist, sexist piece of shit. Right. So.
Sega didn't know how to do that at the time.
No. A lot of people still don't know how to do it now.
It was funny during the credits. They had the announcers talk shit about all the people who made the game.
That was funny.
They're like, who the fuck are these extra people? They probably don't have...
Here's the one guy that didn't draw anything, and here's the other ones that actually did the work. The illustrators.
Here's the talentless asshole who wrote my lines.
That was probably the best announcer part. So if you find this game, get through the cringiness, and beat it, actually listen to... Like, the announcers talking shit about the people who made it was the edgy, fuck, edgelord shit that was not racist and fucking funny.
It's a bunch of fucking English voice-speaking actors making fun of Japanese developers.
That is fucked up, yes.
I would like to go online and see what the Japanese credits for that were with subtitles. To see how different the jokes are in the Japanese version.
Yeah, that
And they also, sweet. In the credits I saw, there was a French version. And so I wonder if the jokes in the French version, towards the announcer jokes.
They laugh at how you can't make a good croissant. No, right. I'm sorry. Sorry, French folks. I miss your croissants. They're delicious.
But the French announcers would not make croissant jokes about Asiatown.
Oh my god! Oh, Willie. Yeah.
Do you think the black pimp would be making croissant jokes if he was speaking French? I do not think so.
Holy shit.
There are black people in fucking France.
There are stereotypical French pimps.
I don't know. I've never been to France.
All your black pimps.
We're going to have to cut all of this shit out.
All your black French pimps are mimes too. So they put a bitch in an invisible box.
No, stop! Oh, my god! Okay, I think we're done with Mad World.
Go apologize on Twitter also.
Yeah, you should apologize now and when this episode comes out.
So, yeah, there's a lot more. I could continue. I could go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty, like...
Oh, I just got to cover the last two stages I didn't get to.
Okay. There's after Willie.
After the castle zombie town, then there's a section where there's Area 52 in the city, and you fight, like, alien greys and giant robots and robot ninjas and shit. And then you go on to the last one where it's Casino World.
Okay.
And where you fight, you go through a boss gauntlet again before you get to the final boss, like up a giant elevator. You also get to fight on the casino floor, and you can kill people by shoving their faces in slot machines with it and grinding them.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. There's a big giant roulette wheel that you can fucking throw people on and chop them up.
Nice.
Alright, so yeah. That's the rest of it.
Alright.
I didn't really cover the bosses.
Do you want to? Individually?
No, I don't have them all written down. I mentioned the one I hate the most, the shaman.
He looks the coolest, though.
No, I don't think so.
What one do you think looks the coolest?
I like the one that you fight on a motorcycle. And you're on a motorcycle, and he's on a motorcycle. Oh, yeah, there's motorcycle levels in this game, too. Where you got five people on motorcycles.
Uh-oh.
No, don't. No.
Hurry up.
If you at all have a Wii or a Wii U and you play a GameCube game. No, not GameCube game. I take that back. If you play Wii still, you dust off your Wiimote, you slip that rubber on. You play Mad World and get ready to be offended.
Get ready to be offended. If you want to be offended, play this game.
You'll have fun too. Just turn the announcers off. Unless you're bitter at your ex-wife. Does she fuck your divorce lawyer or something?
Or everyone around you.
Yeah.
I think there's like never been married in the first place, obviously.
I think there was a full hockey team that she fucked at one point that he said talks about. She's horny. Go here.
I mean, maybe he wasn't like satisfying him and they should have got a divorce a long time
ago. Not. And he knew about it and he didn't really care. He's not gonna kill himself, he's gonna kill his announcer friend. Okay. Hey, Ginger.
Hey, before you ask me about a game, I have another seltzer, because that one actually went down kind of quick. So, I have another odd side. So, this one is the taste of a Moscow Mule. Ginger Lime Hard Seltzer.
Moscow Mule is with ginger ale and what's in it?
Ginger and lime.
What kind of alcohol?
Moscow Mule. Well, Moscow's in Russia, so I'm gonna...
I'm gonna assume
vodka.
You put it in a copper cup, you mix something with ginger ale. I don't know, I'm not a cocktail drinker.
Oh, wow, this looks like a Sprite.
Impressive. It looks more like Squirt than Sprite.
Whatever, I don't drink pop. Whoa.
Let me try that one.
This one's good. Just a second.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. The mix of the ginger and the lime. Like, the ginger is kind of strong, but I don't hate it. Like, it's not overbearing. And
wow, an unsweetened Moscow Mule. This is really good.
Isn't it? Uh-oh, Willie's like...
I'm
impressed. I'm fucking impressed with this hard seltzer.
I'm giving the Moscow Mule hard seltzer from Oddside a 4.5 out of 5. I really like that one.
I'm giving it a 4.75 out of 5. It's fucking. I'm very impressed. Oddside, I'm impressed. You did a phenomenal fucking job with this seltzer. Holy shit.
Fatality. Because they're killing it.
They are.
With that one.
They are, for real.
Alright, and I'm going to open up another drink too, because I put up a poll. I talked about this at the beginning. Short Fuse, I got two brews from Short Fuse. The other one is Sunday Morning Stacks. And this one is probably going to finish me off for the night. It's a wheat wine ale with maple syrup and cinnamon.
Oh, shit.
There's a picture of a giant King Kong monkey climbing up a stack of pancakes on it. And
Nice.
I said it's a wheat wine. Did I say that it's 11.5% alcohol?
I think you did.
Not on the podcast before now.
Maybe not on the podcast before now, but
yeah. This wheat wine ale, we tried to replicate the flavors of a fresh stack of pancakes that reminds us of Sunday mornings. We first started off with a base beer of a wheat wine ale with a large percentage of wheat in the grain bill.
Then we
smothered it in maple syrup and a touch of cinnamon. Easy like Sunday morning.
I'm gonna say boo because I'm allergic, but I bet it's good.
But it's easy.
Is it easy like Sunday morning? Is it gonna
be wheat wine? Huh?
Maybe you need to like record tomorrow morning and say how easy it is.
This definitely maple syrup. It's almost like a maple syrup donut.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Pancake, that makes sense. Pancake donut. What is a donut but a flat pan-fried pancake? No, I said that backwards.
Yeah,
what is
you
a
did.
Pancake but a flat pan-fried donut?
Mm-hmm. I really miss donuts.
Oh. But it's definitely winey.
And you it's don't definitely like strong. Wine.
Well, it's not wine in like a grape wine way. It's wine in like a barley wine way.
That's what I was kind of figuring when they said wheat wine. I was like, I bet it's kind of like a barley wine.
I do like barley wines. Barley. I do like this, but this is very sweet and very, very sticky, very cloying, still very tasty. If you like maple syrup pancakes, it's like you're drinking
maple syrup pancakes.
A bitter maple syrup pancake. Yes.
That sounds pretty amazing. I'm kind of sad I can't try it.
I like it. 3.75 out of 5.
Okay.
This one is going to be way harder to drink than your Moscow Mule would be.
Oh, yeah. This Moscow Mule is dope as fuck. I am highly impressed. I did not think I would like it as much as I do. For real.
And that's why we check into them on tapped. So when we're there at the beer store, like, which flavor do we want? Oh, that's right. I forget because there's a million, but I rated this one.
Yes.
4.5.
It's really handy and it's kept me from buying shit that I did not like. If it loaded in the fucking store. The look on
your Sunday morning pancakes or Sunday morning stacks is kicking my ass already.
The look on your face after you took a sip, you're just like, oh my god, I can't.
I need a shot glass for this beer.
We have a few.
Are you still there?
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
Are you still there?
Yes.
What game you play?
I play Hole Down on the Nintendo Switch.
Hole Down?
Hole Down.
Is that a football game?
No, I don't like football.
Impressive.
No, this is kind of a puzzle game.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, that's, I guess, the easiest way of, or the most simplistic way of putting this game.
Is it? I would say it's a upside down pachinko machine.
It is an upside down pachinko machine, honestly. Yeah. So you have a ball and you shoot it on an angle and there's like platforms around with random numbers all over it. And you have to disappear those platforms with the ball.
By hitting them that many times. Like correct. If a platform says 15,
mm-hmm.
you have to hit it with a ball 15 times.
Yep.
Every time you hit it, the number goes down one, and then it disappears when the number hits zero, right?
Correct. Or.
Or?
Or, let's say there's this little platform with, like, it looks like a screw in it, and it says.
Like a circle with an X.
Yeah.
Like it was a Phillips head screw. Yeah,
like if it was a Phillips head screw, and it had, like, 15, and then there was a platform above it that had 35. You actually want to hit the one under it, and then the one above it with no screw will just fall away.
Yes, you need to get rid of All the ones with the screws? Mm-hmm. Because they will keep moving up every time you shoot some balls.
Well, all of them move up.
Okay, how's the gameplay?
The gameplay...
How do you play this game?
So the gameplay is you have to angle your ball into shooting platforms. There's absolutely no toilets in this game.
You start at the top of the screen of a Tetris-like level, and you aim down. You use the analog to aim wherever you want.
Yep, and you can, like, hit the side of the, like, the board and, like, angle it at a diagonal angle to get it.
And there's lots of finesse in this, because rather than having 90-degree angles like Tetris shapes, the edges of the shapes in this game are round, circular.
Yes, so you can bounce off of those edges as well.
You can aim minuscule, pixely, and like hit a round edge at a certain angle to send it going down wider, or going... Yep. Bouncing back up sharper.
Yep.
You can try and do different angles off the edges because everything has circular round corners rather than sharp 90-degree corners.
Which makes it fun, too. So, there are 6 levels to this game.
It's like asteroid, moon, planet, sun, black hole, or something like that.
Yeah, there's like 5 or 6 levels to this game. So, as you're progressing through, you gain balls, you have to get these gems to increase your stats throughout this game. So then you can go further.
Hello, imbecile.
Yeah, do I have to take that back away and play my own sound effect?
You can't play your own sound effects.
Okay, good. And, like, the little ball has, like, a little face on it.
Yes, and just apropos of nothing, next to the screen, there's, like, a... basically, like, a fingertip with a face.
Uh-huh. Follows the ball bouncing.
Yeah, it watches the ball, and it gets happy and excited, and just watches your balls bounce.
Yep.
They go down and bounce around, and once they go back up to the top of the screen, then that's over.
Yep, and it matters on where you land, too, because you can land in a different spot, and you'll be able to,
and then you have to
angle
launch
it completely differently.
You have to launch from where your first ball lands.
Holy shit. And we played this two-player, which was a lot of fun.
Two-player is awesome, because then each of you gets to launch half of the balls.
Yep, you split the
balls. In a different direction, and you play simultaneously on the same screen.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah, I like the simultaneously on the same screen. I'm not a fan of split screens. But, like we skated over a little earlier, there's no toilets in this game. There's no piss jugs. Which is a little sad.
In space, there's no one to hear you piss.
Into a jug. But, I mean, this is kind of like a really easy game to beat. I mean, the black hole is infinite, so you just keep going and going and going.
Well, you start out with just one ball.
Yeah.
And then you progress and you get, like, these gems or something that you can spend so that instead of launching just one ball, then you launch 2 balls. And then 3 and then 4.
Which makes it easier.
And you start with, like, oh, you have 30 ball launches. And then you can buy upgrades. So, okay, you have 40 launches, 50, 100. And you can get up to where every time you shoot at one angle, you launch 99 balls. And you can get infinity launches.
Yes.
And when you get to the black hole, there's fucking infinity depth.
Yep.
And then you get fucking blocks that take 799 fucking hits to get rid of. And
you only have 99 balls on one launch, so you have to, like, angle it so it, like, sits there and bounces back and forth. But it's still a lot of fun.
Yes, it's definitely lots of fun.
It's simple. It's simple, and
it's hypnotic. You can sit there and get into it.
Oh, dude. That's what happened with us.
If you have a good run going on a black hole with infinity depth, if you can keep going.
Infinity shots.
Ours, we made it to, I think, almost 1,000 M deep, whatever that means. Every time, every one shot where you launch, then everything on the Tetris screen moves up one.
Yep.
And if something hits the top of the screen, then it's game over,
man.
On the other, everything except for the black hole, if you make it down to a certain depth, there's like a core. Sun core or a planet core. And if you take out the core, then you defeat the level.
Yep.
And then, of course, black hole is endless infinity. Mm-hmm. How low can you go?
How low can you go? That tasted like Moscow mule.
More like Moscow fuel.
Dude, I will definitely be getting more of this one. It's fucking good.
I will too. Put it on our grocery list. Right. $9.99 for a 6-pack. I would like 6 packs.
Would like go to that one store to get vegetables and Moscow mule. Yeah, you notice how we said that grocery store? Yeah, not telling y'all. Sorry, not sorry. I'm sure you can figure it out.
There are Horrocks all across the state.
Will's just like, I'm gonna tell. I love spoilers.
Horrocks, please sponsor us.
Oh my god, that'd be great. It was really great to go in there and see a few folks that... So, if you have a chance, I'm not sure what hole down is on
other systems. It was originally iOS, and we played it on Switch.
Yeah.
If you have, like, the Apple Arcade on your iPhone, you can play it. Or you can buy it there for... I don't know. I think I paid, like, $8 because it was on sale on Switch. Everything on Switch has a Switch tax, so it's more expensive normally.
Really?
Yeah. I bought it on sale, so...
It's worth it. I mean, the, like, I guess, replayability, if you will.
Yeah. And I wanted to do a few shout-outs for my, I'm still drinking these fucking pancakes.
Will is, I'm probably going to have to tell him to, like, get into bed. He will be passing out.
I'm
going to
be snoring by an hour from now. It will still be light out. And we will have a movie playing.
Probably. Who are you shouting out?
Wes from CGC. From
Twitter?
No, from the Console Gaming Crew.
Oh, cool. Hello, yeah. Wes.
Yes, from Twitter also. He wanted to hear about the goodness shakes. So I covered that early in the show for him.
And we covered a few seltzers, too, for y'all.
The Beer in Front podcast said... The
Beer in Front?
They said option C, both.
What's in the back, though?
The Beer in Front is friends with the Beard Ale podcast. And
well, they're good peeps.
Yeah. And Beard Ale, you need to get a hold of us and let us know when we're going to talk about...
those things we're going to talk about. Oh... Will is like,
I'm calling
had
you out.
Too much beer. This is what happens when you guys say he has to have all the beer.
Yeah, that's okay. They like it. And I will also shout out Smash Mouth, the number one Smash Mouth fan.
Smash, you're awesome. Because Zed Gang for life.
The number one super Smash Mouth fan in the world. We said that we have changed his life with because he gave himself real life XP today.
Oh, that, like, hits me right in the heart.
Shout out Jort Center again because they said that we're chill as fuck.
Aw, I love Jort Center. They fucking seriously fucking kill me. I love them. All their dad puns and dad jokes and, like, music puns, it's just great. We're not in recommendations, but we're still reading.
Oh. Number one Rad Dad. I drank both of these beers because he posted a gif of, like, a Japanese chick wrestler yelling, "Give me balls."
We love Rad Dad, too.
And Dope Otter wants to drink this fucking maple one.
Oh, I
bet. I'm drinking this maple one for Dope Otter, too.
Dope Otter's awesome as well.
Beard Ale podcast friends with beer in front. Beardale said that they wanted me to drink whichever one is stronger. And so that's why I'm drinking this 11.5% wheat wine one.
I mean, I haven't had, like, it feels like beer in a few days, and these two seltzers kind of have me giggly.
So cheers to all my friends, because they're cheers online now.
All of them.
Because I don't know people in real life anymore.
No, we don't. Besides me and you. And Simon and Mystery Guest.
They don't count.
Mystery Guest counts. If you don't want to count Simon, no. I will still count Simon.
I don't care. And I can say that shit, because they don't listen to fucking podcasts, so fuck them.
Well, Mystery Guest doesn't listen to podcasts, so...
Neither does Simon. They both said that on our last episode when they were on. They're like, oh shit, I don't even listen to this podcast that I'm on. So, you know what?
They could just play they in can, the background.
They can eat a bag of dicks. We can mail them some gummy dicks and say you can only eat these gummy dicks if you listen to our podcast.
Oh my god. This is going to be the one they listen to.
Hopefully. Oh, hopefully not, because then I'll have to send them a bag of gummy dicks.
And now it's time for...
recommendations.
Doo-doo. What are you going to recommend, Will? You don't know?
Can I recommend the movie Slacks? It's oh about...
Oh, God.
It's about yes. A pair of killer pants. It was cotton picked in India.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you...
I called that shit right from the beginning, but I won't say.
No, I shouldn't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. Not if you're recommending it. No, Willie.
All right. I'll just recommend it. It's a movie about...
Shudder.
It's a movie about killer pants. It's from Canada. It's one of those great, cheesy film movies that deserves government grants.
I really
this is what
it.
I want our government to fucking pay for movies like this instead of Raytheon knife missiles.
Yeah, even though I want a knife missile.
Sponsor some fucking horror movies about, like, I don't know, killer any object.
Right, like, that's so funny. This shit's so funny.
Let me see a killer lamp movie. Let me see a killer... a killer... Animal coming out of Animal Crossing Switch movie.
Oh my god, fuck that.
Which will happen, and I want to see that movie.
Scary.
Is that my recommendation?
Your recommendation was Slacks.
Slacks. Yeah, that was my recommendation. Killer Pants movie from Canada.
Alright. And I'm going to recommend a book. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I recently finished one that was called Evicted by Matthew Desmond, and it's about poverty and profit in the American city. And he went out and did his own research, and it was sad at times and really, really amazing at times. But I really, like, I can't highly recommend this book enough. It was eye-opening about how landlords have to evict people or how they can and why they do or don't. It was fucking fascinating and heartbreaking at the same time, but very eye-opening. And that's my recommendation, is Evicted, the book.
Cool.
It was a really good book, honestly. Everyone could really take in something about it, because I've always been, like, not a fan of renters and the whole landlord shit, because we had a scumlord when we first moved in to an apartment together.
When our bathroom was carpeted.
Yeah. But also, there was this really amazing fucking woman in this book who... like, bought compounds to rent to low-income people and fucking helped them out, like, okay, so, you know, just pay me what you can for now and you can still have your home. Like, it gives me goosebumps to think about, but, like, people were and are doing good out there for it, but unfortunately not enough. There are
people like that, but they don't make as much money as the landlords, and like enough. Donald Trump.
Or Jeffrey fucking Star,
Or Jeffrey fucking Epstein. Or Donald Trump, who the charges...
people who are fucking people over.
Who charged American Express $1 million a month to rent one floor in one of his buildings.
Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that's just disgusting. And yeah, fuck Jeffree Star, too. Fucking piece of shit.
No, I'm not gonna.
No, but Kanye West did, boy! Oh! Anyways.
Not to kink shame Kanye West.
No.
If you're into dudes like Jeffree Star, more power to you, bro.
Right. Like, that's cool. But Jeffree Star is trash.
Yeah, just get some better sponsors.
There's other white dudes out there that would suck your dick who aren't racist. Just putting it out there. Yeah, I fucking called Jeffree Star racist. Fuck that guy.
I'm not... Looking at you, I'm not.
You just it wasn't like, oh my god, why? You were just like,
that
is not
something that I don't believe.
Literally, just say that.
I completely believe that. I don't know what's going on, but I believe you.
We would like to thank our patrons, Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror, Chris Copeland.
You do it all. Chris, fuck it. I quit. I'm gonna drink some more wheat wine.
Chris Copeland from the Retro Hangover podcast, and also Dan
from the Movie Cellar. It's his last name.
Oh, Dan. Yeah, Dan from the Movie Cellar. Thank you so much, y'all. Fucking rock. And also thank you. An Adequacy for your outro music, and Rappy McRapperson for your intro music.
Rappy McRapperson. Rappy McRapperson. Rappy McRapperson.
I can't burp again.
Good. Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video and Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE. That's 9167. My name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.